Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now let's talk with Stephen Jones. Stephen, how you doing today? Stephen?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Stephen. How's it going?
Doing good. Doing good. Just, obviously a very disappointing loss for us. And, we've just got to regroup here and know there's going to be a lot of doubters and know our fans are disappointed, but we feel like we've got the team and the coaching staff that gives us the best chance to do what we need to do to win our division.
How difficult is it, with each week to not be reactionary to something happening that could emotionally put you in a place where you're like, now it's time to make a change? Like, how tough is it to not be reactionary to each game?
It's really not. I mean, we've had this staff here for, Jason, for 10 years now, and we've got a lot of confidence in him or he wouldn't have been here. And, we're there with him every day and know what he's all about and know what our staff's all about and know what our team's all about. It's, obviously that one was a difficult one and, probably our least performance of the year. And, we've just got to get by that and get over that. And, as Bill used to say, Parcells used to say, you are what you are right now. And, we hadn't been able to beat a team with a winning record. And, we've played well at times, but we've just got to take the next step and do better, and we think we can do that.
Can you tell me a little bit more, either in-depth or specifically, about why you think that can be done when you yourself just pointed out y'all haven't beat a team with a winning record? So what is it that leads to this confidence outside of just the hope?
Well, it's just we were 3-5 last year, and I think people had written off the year, and we were able to make the turn. And I think, we can do the same thing again here. And, at times we've played really good ball. We think we know in general, the biggest issue of all is just we're losing the turnover battle week in and week out. We're certainly not creating any turnovers. I think it's been 4 games since we've been able to create a turnover. And sometimes, that's just you're unfortunate, but sometimes you got to do a little more to get the hands on the ball and get the ball turned over. And then we've got to do a better job of protecting the ball. I mean, you play good football teams and you lose the turnover battle, history will tell you you don't win those games. And, certainly we're throwing the ball probably more than we have in years, and when you do that, you're setting yourself up. You can have some negative plays, whether it's sack fumbles, interceptions, that comes with that. And when you run the ball more, then you're a little more conservative. You don't have as big a plays, but you certainly don't have the risk, that comes when you put the ball in there.
Stephen Jones here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. The, execution is a word we've heard a lot. The kicker did not execute yesterday, and that really did, that puts the team in a bad situation. 2 made field goals, and maybe that throw from Dak to Zeke really does put the team in a position late in the game to win, even if they are in prevent defense. But that right there, Stephen, is very frustrating to, I know, the coaching staff, because you got to come away with points. Is there any thought about saying we got to make a move there at the kicking position?
I think one of the kicks was blocked, as it turned out. There was a hand on the ball, and it probably affected the trajectory of the ball. But, we just have to be better in all phases, whether it's special teams, whether it's defense, offense. Everybody's got to pick it up a notch. I know we're practicing well. We feel good when we feel like we're prepared when we go into the games. And, I know there's going to be, everybody's going to ask these questions, but it's Jerry's decision, and certainly he's getting a lot of input from myself and Will, and we really do feel like our staff and this team can do the job, and we know people are going to ask why, and they're going to doubt it. But we just feel strongly that this is the right thing to do.
What is your specific input about whether or not the Cowboys should try out some more kickers in the coming week?
Yeah, we've got confidence in Maurer right now. As I said, one of those kicks were blocked, and you look at what's out there, and you see what we have, and we do like his mindset, and the way he responds to adversity, and we're going to stick with him, and here we go.
Can you tell us anything specifically about not really necessarily what was said in the locker room, but we've heard all kinds of reports about, yelling. Was it a pep talk? Was it an angry conversation? Can you tell us anything about the mood of the locker room after yesterday's loss?
I'm not in the business of getting into what goes on in our locker room before the press gets in there. We've got a lot of great competitors on this team. We've got a lot of guys who go about their business the right way. And, everybody, is disappointed where we sit right now. Disappointed in that loss yesterday. I didn't feel like we, were able to perform the way we're capable of. And we'll keep that in-house as far as I'm concerned.
It was just a really tough way to accept that after that kind of a loss. I want to know, though, if there's a mood within the locker room, even after the media was let in, that makes you believe that this thing, that they're going to turn it around, that the mindset can get there.
I'm totally convinced that we can do this. As I said, we got the right kind of guys, both sides of the ball. We got great leadership, veteran leadership. I know we're young in places, but overall, between guys like Jason Witten and Sean Lee and Dak and Zeke and Zach Martin and Tyron Smith and DeMarcus Lawrence, we got a lot of belief in this football team and have a lot of belief in our staff between Jason and Kellen Moore and Rod Marinelli and Chris Rassard. These are all pros, and we feel we're convicted that we can turn this thing around and get the job done and win these.
Is there any belief that Zeke at the second level has changed a little bit as far as what he is as a running back? It seems like once he gets to that next place, I don't know if it's the blocking isn't there, if it, the technique of the blocking and the wide receivers isn't there, or what exactly it is, but it seems like Zeke can't get to that next place and blow it wide open.
Well, we just got to continue to execute better, have all the confidence in our offensive line and Zeke. Obviously, the outside's going to question whether it's the press, whether, it's our fans who are so passionate about the Cowboys. We certainly understand that based on where we sit today at 6-6. But we're not going to let that deter us. We're going to go to work and get this job done.
So, and I think you just kind of hit on it. So you think the questions by the press and by the fans are fair, like those fans who are disillusioned, you think those are fair questions given how the season has gone, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had high expectations. Jerry, myself, led the way, and certainly we didn't think we'd be sitting here at 6-6 right now. And so it's very fair for press, for fans to question where we are. But we have to do our jobs, and Jerry and myself, and have to do our job, and we've made the decision that this is the right group to get the job done. We like the character of this football team. We like the players on our team, and we like our coaching staff.
Any particular injury notes or updates or any health concerns coming out of the game, since obviously you guys will have another Thursday game coming up?
Connor Williams is the biggest question mark, and obviously he'll be getting an MRI today on that knee, and we'll evaluate that and go from there. There's a good chance, hopefully, that we get Heath back and might even have a chance to get Woods back. But Buck Tristan Hill did a nice job in there yesterday, and hopefully he's maturing and, made some plays for us.
And Vander Esch, I know that was a week-to-week proposition last week. Still same concept?
Yeah, I think we'll just evaluate him each week. Don't necessarily see that happening here for the Chicago game, but we'll continue to evaluate him and see where we go.
What's the relationship with Jerry and Jason? Can you kind of enlighten us a little bit to the love for him, because I know a long time ago Jerry told us that that y'all knew he was going to have a learning curve, because he'd never been a first time head coach. And I feel like there's part of you part of Jerry that's like, look, I really want to see this happen because we've invested a lot in this and we don't want to lose the opportunity to do that. Is that why the commitment to the idea of we're in first place, we still have a shot, we could catch lightning in a bottle is where you guys are right now?
No, I just think that we have a lot of confidence in Jason. He's a professional. He's got an amazing work ethic. I've never seen our players not play hard for him. They were fighting all the way to the end last night. Obviously got behind the eight ball a few times, but obviously a lot of respect our family has for Coach Garrett, and feel like that we can do what we need to do to win the East and get in the tournament, and then let's see what happens.
Would that be your main message to Cowboys fans? Because you guys, you and Jerry and the Cowboys organization, you're well aware of, what the pulse of the team is, what the pulse of the fan base is, and their level of frustration right now. Obviously, you guys are frustrated. Would that be your primary message to all the fans listening right now?
Yes, we've got to go do our job, and we've got to execute better. We're not getting the job done right now. As I said, I've said it six times so far today. We understand that people are frustrated. So I think we've answered those questions. We've got to go to work and do our job.
Is there any amount of turkey and stuffing that can fulfill the void after a loss, though?
Well, we've got a lot to be grateful for, and the Jones family's been blessed, and we don't expect anyone to feel sorry for anybody around here. And, our players are fortunate to be Cowboys and be able to play professional football, coaches the same way. And certainly I can tell you the Jones family understands how blessed we've been and how fortunate we are and how thankful we are. So we'll move forward. We've all had hit bumps and had adversity before, and we'll see how this particular group responds. But we have a large amount of confidence that they're going to respond in a very good way, and that we'll go out and we'll win this East and get in the tournament.
All right. Well, I appreciate that you and Jerry, y'all always come on and answer the questions, even if sometimes we make you repeat yourself.
Well, we appreciate you guys, and happy Thanksgiving, and hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thanks, guys.
Stephen Jones with the Dallas Cowboys, and my goodness, did that light up the fan text during the discussion. Now, I just want to say this real quick before we get further into the discussion. I really do. I don't love a lot of his answers. He could tell that. He probably didn't love a lot of our questions. But I appreciate the fact that Stephen and Jerry, for better or worse, come on this air time and time and time again and answer the questions. As for some of those answers, I don't love it. I don't. I really want him to come on here and be like, you're right. It's been 9.5 years. We're not getting anywhere with Garrett, but we're kind of stuck because there's only 4 games left. But that does not seem like a likely answer. That is the answer that I would have liked to hear. But Corey asked the question, I thought, in a great manner. The love for Jason Garrett I just took the insinuation to kind of be like, come on, dude. Like, what's the story? Mm-hmm. Like, but the way you phrased that question, I thought was really good. And you don't have to like Jason Garrett, but it's very clear that they love Jason Garrett and will give him every opportunity and beyond to make this happen.
I just want to, there are a couple things I want to point out. And go hit up Newey Scruggs on Twitter. He tweeted out, don't forget, Dave Campo was able to finish out his 5-11 season. But Jerry was on a private plane to talk to Bill Parcells before that season was even over. And then he said this. This is something that, Kevin, in public, you have to put on certain displays. And I think the Cowboys are saying, look, we got your back. We got your back. They're putting on, the Jones family is saying, we have your back. And what good is it to do to say, you know what, we're done with him, and he's toast. Before they even find whoever it is that's the next candidate, before they lock in and secure the next candidate, if they want a chance to win the next game. I understand that that doesn't make much sense, you know, especially in the PR world. But Nui said this. When it comes to Jason Garrett's job status, a Cowboys source tells me tonight that no one is in his corner. And despite what we are told in the media, the organization is, quote, done with him. The Cowboys will have a new head coach in 2020. And Kevin, I think that's the feeling I got from Mike Fisher this morning. Whenever I heard him say, look, if you're a Cowboys fan and you've been cheering for the Cowboys to lose so that they could replace Jason Garrett, you're getting that. They are there. They are going to replace their head coach next year. There's somebody in the Cowboys organization has that feeling. So they are there. But you can also cheer for the Cowboys to try to win out here. I have a hard time, though, Kevin, feeling like when there is a team that realizes and feels like there is a lame duck coach that they will be motivated to play for him. That's what I have a hard time seeing. And with the group they have right now, somehow they have to figure out how to win while they know that winning is not for their head coach, it's for something else. Winning is not for what that guy is doing whenever he's clapping for me or cheering for me or rooting me on. That they are sitting there saying to themselves, we have to win because we are a prideful team. Because we have other things that we want to do. Because maybe Jerry Jones did light that fire. It didn't look like it did on Thursday, though.
Look, I feel it too. From the 4-3-2, even Steven kind of sounded defeated. I feel it too. You could hear you could hear the defeat in his voice because he has to go back to, like, I'm not saying it's a talking point because I mean, but it's a kind of a talking point. Is the company line is we're still in first place, which is true. You just make it in the tournament, you have a chance, which is true, but it just doesn't feel like something a lot of the fans believe. It's not something that I believe. I've said many times already today, you lose in the wild card round to Minnesota or Seattle. Like, that is absolutely where it feels like this team is going. That's if you make it.
And you know how it's going to happen, Kevin? They're going to miss a field goal. And they're going to say, why didn't we listen to KNC?
Oh, my God. That's,
why didn't we listen to Hagee?
That was the most frustrating part, is the micro of it. Like, the macro of it, you're not going to change. They're keeping Jason Garrett for the rest of the year. They think they can win with this group. I got it. The micro of it is, he said, they're rolling with Maher. We can ask for clarification, but
You did ask for clarification.
Yeah, I said, so you're not going to bring in anybody to compete. He said, no. Here are the numbers. And the idea that that kick got blocked and that's why it missed.
It got grazed by Ed Oliver. By the way, we wanted to trade everything for Ed Oliver to go get him last year in the draft. Nobody listened to us.
All right, so guess what? I'm going to take that field goal off the ledger. I am no longer counting that. From 30 to 49-yard field goals last year, Brett Maher, 13 of 19, 68.4%, 13% below league average. This year, from 30 to 49, if you don't count the, quote, blocked kick, 6 for 10, 60%, 21% below the league average. 30 to 49-yard field goals, those are your bread and butter. Those are the most common in the NFL. The 20-yarders, anyone should make those. The 50-yarders, we know he's better than most. And 60, he's the best kicker that's ever been. But 30 to 49, he is very below average. And the fact that you wouldn't even try somebody out. Okay, fair enough. You don't see anybody else on the market. Bring them all in. Just see what they got.
Yeah. No, and Kevin, I like the somebody said this. Look, if Steven and Jerry publicly went out there, didn't give their best effort to show that they have the back of their coach, what coach is really going to want to work for them?
Yeah,
I agree. If you're sitting there killing your coach as he's on the way out the door, no, people are going to be like, man, you don't have my back? I need that.
That's fair.
But at the same time, you got to be delivering if you want that as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.